Dungeon Master Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
Today I went and took a nap on my lunch break. It was supposed to be for 1 hour, but it was for two.
Don't say that. You're gonna get...
They don't know what day I recorded this.
You're gonna get fired, bro. Who wants to go next? Nika! Nika's here.
I smell like a baka.
I don't know. My pronouns are she, her. I just can't. There's this like little, there's this audio on Twitter and it smells, you, and it sounds, you smell like a baka.
Like a baka?
Yeah.
What? Wow. Every day I learn something new.
Man. I gotta get on that twitter.com. Who wants to go next?
I'm Jennifer Cheek. I'm here and my pronouns are she. Michael's giving it up.
Michael, what the fuck are you doing?
My name's Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he.
You are mad that we all live in the Midwest now.
he wants to eat Midwestern food.
He's
with
over
us.
It.
We East Coasters are, we're rude. Mm-hmm. And we don't have time for any of this nonsense.
Oh, hell. We ain't got nothing but time.
Right now, our microphone is sitting on a little ladder. A little step ladder.
A little ladder.
Step ladder. And Tim and I are sitting in... I'm sitting in a camp chair. And Tim's sitting in a folding chair.
What happened to the Pringles camp?
That was in Boston. I had to leave it.
It's our... You know, I guess we could have eaten all the Pringles in the Pringles camp. Yeah.
You can only take a 3-ounce container of Pringles on an airplane.
Yeah, you can't do the full one. They'll send you to jail.
Did you get to fly with your computer? Or did you have to ship it?
I flew with my computer and I turned it on and it's not broken. So
yes.
Here we go.
Congrats.
Nice.
I just have to replace a side panel for a case they don't make anymore. So that should be fun. I might need to. I feel like that's something Bachman could just whip up in like an afternoon. He's crying.
Like if anyone could do it.
You make a sandwich like... one time and then all of a sudden.
No, I mean, your arcade behind you, to me.
I just ordered glasses already cut.
Fuck.
Tell your brother that he needs to figure out how to do it.
I started watching YouTube videos of people fixing old, GBAs and shit.
Yeah?
And I was like, this is Bachman shit I'm doing
it's
right
good.
Now.
It's good. You got GBA need fixed?
I don't.
Yeah, we watch the Game Boy fixings. It's like ASMR. It's very interesting.
It is.
You say good. We. Who do you mean by we?
Just
I don't watch that. I thought you meant us, and I'm like, I've never seen this.
I know other people doing it.
What?
I love how you also did not want to be included in that people thought.
I just want to be honest. I've never seen this.
I don't know what a Game Boy is.
I don't know what that is. I'm not a gamer.
It's just nice to watch a video where somebody's trying to fix something and they succeed.
It is very satisfying.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It, that feels like a like the hashtag oddly satisfying. Mm. Watching people fix shit.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you guys, should we play like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, I would. Okay. I want to.
Well, first we need to give away. Dice, Michael.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
the fans are clamoring for it.
Yeah, the fans are like absolutely losing their minds. I can hear their cries.
Please, please give me dice.
So every single Tuesday at 8:30 p.m., we give away beautiful set of Die Hard dice. Thank you so much to Die Hard Dice for letting us give away some of your beautiful dice. If you come here, you just enter a little hashtag, and we give them away in the beginning of the show, as we do now. Although we really want to move into the end, just to really make everybody's day.
We got to change the format up when we get to the next campaign.
Yeah, do it a little different.
Oh, no. We can't all win the dice every night. So you can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code greetings! And if you're listening to this sometime in the future, go ahead and go to our Instagram, and that's where the updated code will always be. If you use that code at checkout, you'll get 15% off.
Wow.
And that's a great deal. That's a great deal. You're not going to find that anywhere else, I think.
It's a great deal on dice.
Great deal on dice.
You ain't ever going to find another deal like this on dice.
Yeah. And the other thing is we get a little kissy of it, you know? A little bit of that money you spend.
We love a kissy. We love a little
kiss.
I just want a taste.
You know, if you've wanted to kiss us before, but you couldn't because of personal boundaries.
Yeah.
And COVID, here's a way to give us a kiss.
And the restraining order we have on you.
Yeah, mostly that.
It's a metaphorical kiss.
Hashtag ad. Hashtag sponsor. Thank you so much to Die Hard Dice for that. Guys, I have a winner. I hope everyone's sitting down. If you're in your car, you didn't win.
Just be... What? Well, you don't know that.
Yes, I do.
What?
Well, I guess I don't. But they could be here in Twitch right now and listening in their car.
Exactly.
And you might be
listening. They could be listening in the car if they're just playing it through their system.
All right, fine. M. Bondi, congratulations. We'll send you over a code for some delicious Die Hard dice. Oh, gosh. You're the belle of the ball.
This is... your luckiest day.
Don't say you didn't win anything in your life.
You did.
Don't say it.
Well, now that we've given away some dice, how about we roll some dice?
Okay.
How about it?
I rolled a 3. This is great.
Michael.
What?
Would you get a 1?
I got a 1.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, the only thing that can happen now is someone else roll a 1.
I did roll a 2, though.
Ooh, hey, we got a 1, 2, 3. We got a straight.
I had a 16. So close.
We've done this 421 times. And as it was happening, I was like, is high good or is low good? I don't know.
Who can say?
That's because you don't roll.
High would be bad.
Unless it's a 20.
And that's why it's confusing. Because it's like the 20 is good and the 1 is bad. But the 19 is the bad, worst. And the 2 is good.
Whoa.
Bro.
Bro.
That is extremely us.
Why did we do this? We're so
such
stupid.
A confusing rule.
I like it. I think it makes sense.
It's funny. It's chaotic.
Ben Apperson, I'm coming for you. This is your fault.
Last week on Drunks and Dragons, we went into Baphomet's zone, his little chamber, and we really put the lick and lickety on, you know what I'm saying? And we fought him, and you know, it was spooky. I'm not going to lie to you. It was spooky because he had the ability to kind of, or maybe I guess his zone was non-Euclidean in such a way where you are both 5 feet and 80 feet away from something. So if you just willed it, right, you could strike someone, you know. So no one was safe. So Toby's normal.
That's not true. You guys are all high. I didn't do anything weird like that.
That was such a lie, Michael.
I didn't do anything weird.
Put in the gas and gaslight. Weed gas. Wait, gas is not smoke.
Bro.
But yeah, we really kicked his stupid little butt, you know.
Dead.
It was spooky there for a little bit. He brought some friends, but he should have prepared. We're badasses, but you know, I bet what happened was that, you know, we tricked them into, you know, focusing on the Feywild. So they didn't even freaking try. And, you know, our good friend the collector probably did something weird.
Yeah, he was probably helping us.
He was probably helping us in spirit and stuff like that. So, yeah, we won. And then I believe at the end of the hallway, so to speak, is the
chest, hopefully containing the god box.
God box.
The god box.
And Toby said to Lonnie, you can't touch it. And he said it in a mean way, like a supervisor being like, you know what, you didn't handle that. You know what, we're just let someone else take it. You know, whatever.
Oh, like a shitty, like, kind of like, it doesn't sound
right
bad, but you're like offended though.
Oh, you said that shitty?
But then I was like, oh wait, Lonnie might explode if she touches it.
So, so like, was it a thing of like, you were actually trying to be protective and nice, but it came out?
Opposite. Let me touch it, baby. So here we are. Right, Michael? Michael, we're here. We're here. We're here.
You're in this strange space, and you have just slain Baphomet.
I can't believe we did that.
You see this chest towards the other side of the room, and Toby, your pocket starts vibrating.
Oh, one second, y'all.
It's like...
It's my sending stone. Hello?
Toby! We need you. We're being overrun. There's so many tears.
Yeah. I'm going through a tunnel. Just kidding. No, we're good. We'll be there in a second, bro. Who is this?
It's someone from the White Spire. Who would be calling you from the White Spire?
Shit. What's my lead?
Aaron Colleen.
It's my mentor, my old teacher. I forget his name though.
Copper pot kettle. Something.
No, it was a weirder name than that. But whoever you're talking about is probably a good person too. Watson Copperfield or whatever.
Grumblepot.
Yeah.
It was
like
spell.
It's like a very elven name.
Tim is Long Crier.
It's Long Crier.
Oh.
I could look it up if I cared. Zarlion Zumstina.
Oh my god. That's really his name.
Yeah, that's his name.
Heard you say that name before.
Ouch.
I don't think. I mean, maybe you have.
The Zarlion is an incredibly important character the lore, the rich tapestry of Greetings to Finisher.
You know ZZ.
You know Zarlion, you know.
The first, it's X-H-A-R. Zarlion! The wyvern is in the tower.
Oh, is that a code for something?
Yes! Are you guys have to trucker talk back and forth to each other?
Hammer down.
Should we watch out for wyverns over?
No, don't. Well, I mean, I definitely do watch out for wyverns, but, you know. Zarlion, you taught me everything I know. Why are you being so stupid right now?
Over.
Over.
Oh, he's dead. I just picked up the setting stone.
Oh, no!
This is Rick.
No! Fuck! I had to make sure he was still alive.
I'm just kidding. He's not dead. I just took the sanding stone because I thought it'd be funny.
Wait, so are you not being overrun? Or you're still pretty cheery?
Oh, no, we're fucked. We need you guys to get here ASAP.
All right, fine. Okay, fine.
We're absolutely fucked, man.
But if you ready? Take a big gulp of this beautiful acrid air.
Smells like cow.
Everybody roll perception.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I got a 14.
Natural 1.
Ah!
14.
Oh, hold on.
You make me feel like a natural 1.
I rolled so bad, so I got a 12 in my perception. I rolled a 2.
There's a keyhole on this chest, but you don't know where the key is.
No!
Michael, I have inspiration. Can I?
No, you don't.
you got anti-inspiration. That's what he said.
Actually, you've all been playing so well, and I never give out inspiration. I think you all should get inspiration.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I'm afraid.
Well. Yeah, Michael's like, you're gonna fucking need it. you idiots.
Can I use inspiration to redraw a card from the deck of many things if I don't like the result?
No.
Okay.
All right, so we don't have the key, but what we know is that Baphomet had one. So
shouldn't be like on Baphomet's like body.
Yeah, we need a Baphomet's loot Baphomet. Lair.
Yeah, loot Baphomet. Loot Baphomet.
Alright, roll investigation.
Yay!
Yay.
I'm not good at investigation.
I have I'm gonna roll my shoe. Okay, that's a 25.
Nice.
I got a 16.
I got a 16.
Rowan and Lonnie are literally pointing the same thing out to each other.
Rowan and Lonnie eyes really are just like, huh?
Toby, you note that there is a chain around Baphomet's neck, and on it is a wicked-looking razor-sharp key.
Oh, that is so cool.
I grab it using my my hellishly strong arm, imbuing a little bit of my melting bone powers, and rip it off its neck.
You cut your
hand. Ow, my hand.
It's so sharp and pointy.
This hand truly is my dark passenger.
So there's this huge chest. It's very large. It looks like you could climb into it.
Could we?
It's so big. Based on the hinges you see on top, there's like hinges in the top middle.
Uh-huh.
It looks like there's a front and back. You can like open up the front or open up the back.
Like a Tupperware.
But there's no keyhole on the far side. There's only a keyhole on this side.
It's the only hole.
Michael, I put the key in the hole.
Okay. You put the key in the hole and you turn the key.
I didn't say that. Yes, I do.
I didn't do that.
No, I do. I'm sorry.
And there's a nut click as you unlock the chest.
And then it plays the Zelda music and then explains to you what a rupee is for the 30th time.
No, it opens up and it starts playing, somebody wants to leave the All-Star.
Like an all-star music box. Oh, there's a Crank on the side.
It is a little Shrek inside.
Shrek wearing a tutu.
Yeah, everybody, I'm copywriting that. That's my idea.
I didn't like
copywriting Shrek. I have the idea for Shrek.
I made up Shrek, actually.
Could you imagine being so mental you invented Shrek?
I made a picture of Shrek.
Somebody did that.
How did they do that?
Can we have a campaign to convince everyone that I'm the inventor of Shrek?
I mean, yeah.
And his friend Pony?
Donkey!
What?
Come on. This guy doesn't even... He doesn't even know anything about Shrek.
Nuh-uh. So you open it, and it's like... And it does that whole thing. When you open the chest, you're immediately hit with the smell of pine needles.
Ooh.
This is where all the Christmas stuff is stored.
Yeah, this is Christmas stuff.
We're just in storage. This isn't a treasure chest. It's a Rubbermaid tote.
And moss and other foresty smells.
Ooh.
Does it smell like juniper and like fir and citronella?
Or like herbs?
No, just pine.
Fresh.
Like weed. Does it smell like weed, Michael?
Does it smell like that dank?
It smells like rowan wood. That's our wood, I heard in a book.
I go sniff rowan and then I sniff that. Rowan smells like you.
Wow. Is the device here?
No. It is not.
Shit! Michael!
But when you look inside, you can see that the other... It looks to be like the other lid is open. And you can see sort of a golden light coming through. Filtering through from the far side. And it feels as though that is probably the Feywild.
Can someone fucking heal me?
Can someone heal me, bro?
The room blazes with a white light and you are all just blown over, awash with this magical light. And a semi-translucent avatar of Paylor appears.
In Baphomet Town or in the...
In Baphomet Town.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm just gonna like subtly start a prayer of healing.
Mm.
Yeah, you can do that.
Just get it going.
Yeah, just in the background.
It's okay, man. It's just like a little like whisper of glowing light.
Yeah.
Up and touches Toby. It's like giving him like back massage.
He's like, I forgot I knew this.
Is that like an AoE healing or target specific?
It's up to 6 creatures of your choice.
Cool. What you got there, bro?
After 10 minutes, it's 3d8 plus 2.
That would be sweet.
I say to this avatar, hello?
I'm so glad I found you. Things are not looking great. We've fought valiantly, but Thumble's forces have breached our defenses, and I worry that soon Melora will fall.
But we've got to go. We've got to go help.
Most of the fighting is still happening outside of Melora's castle, but Thumble brought this chest with him when he invaded, so you should be able to bypass the conflict if you are to go through it.
Ooh, we can backdoor him.
Yes.
So we need to heal up. Like, we need to, like, heal up before we go see him.
Would it be bad if we get another 9 minutes, my friend? Or do you have any superpowers? Who are you?
I'm Palor. You know me.
Oh, hi, Palor. Can you heal us? You're a god.
Palor waves his hand, and it is as if you've all had a long rest.
Yay! Oh, sweet baby Jesus. I'm going to hit that button.
At what point in the spell is the spell slot used? At the end of the 10 minutes or at the beginning of the 10 minutes?
Just take it back. Take it back, Bachman. You get the spell back. It's Palor.
Once this train's rolling, it can't be stopped. It's like a Gregorian chant. Like, I don't even know I'm doing it anymore.
Oh, thank you so much.
You don't lose the slot.
Hell yeah.
You're good.
Hey, Lord, you're really cool. That was really swell of you. I guess I shouldn't thank you that much, though, because we are going to save existence. So you're just doing what you're doing.
But thank you.
Your mission is the most important of all. I must return now.
Bye.
See you later.
He shimmers.
Wow.
I feel great.
And disappears.
Guys, you know I'm not normally very mushy, but like, this is like the shit. This is like the most shit we've ever been about to jump into, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like just yesterday I met a weird little witch outside of my hometown in Glane, and then I got to meet Aludra and East, obviously, Aludra and Rowan, and then I met you, Aludra and Jayla, then I met you, Rowan, a couple years, or a little bit later, months later, and then it seems like just yesterday, you know, a weird wood elf showed up at the front of our door and helped us beat up a robot.
Well, who the fuck was that?
That was you.
I would have liked to meet them.
Are you friends with another wood elf? Who the fuck? And we went in that little spooky little monastery, and then we found Scud.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was weird. Scud, remember that? That was so weird.
Mm-hmm. No, Scud is praying.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's praying very hard. He's
neither
very
the time nor the place.
Stop praying.
Cannot fight. Stop for another 7 minutes.
Well, we're going to leave you.
So. I can do it. I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Okay.
Luckily, all those things I'm saying are in the prayer.
Yeah. Something very magical happens, and you don't have to wait the full 7 minutes.
Whoa.
When you finish your prayer, you hear this sick electric guitar sting. And poof, you see in front of you Uthgar.
Jingar!
Uthgar, we're already at full
health. Shit!
Uthgar, we're already at full health. We don't need this anymore. We don't need help.
Poey.
So what?
I mean, he's got other stuff. Come on.
All right, what do you got?
He looks incredibly feeble. He is.
He looks like shit.
Continues to waste away.
He won't take the ring off. Come on, man.
Hey, guys, bros.
Take the ring off.
You still got that?
It's the only thing you've given to... It allows me to remember you.
I'm pretty sure we agreed you were going to take that off.
No, you distinctly did not say I could take it off.
No, because you said it was like a penance thing or like whatever.
Yeah.
You said you were just going to like wear it for like for a bit.
Scott, like, just give like him a sock or something.
Yeah, you got to give him something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, sock.
Is he Dobby?
I think we got a Dobby situation.
Uthgar's a free god.
Classic Dobby.
Yeah, I give him macaroni art.
Aww. Oh, that's the best thing. That's way better than the sock.
And like some dandelions and shit.
Yeah.
Are you saying that I should take off this ring?
Well, you got to give it to somebody. I'm not gonna take it.
No. Yeah.
He's a god.
Can you go put it on? Can you put it on a dead body?
Put on Bob.
Put on Bob.
Oh, where's my fourth level fighter?
Oh. Oh, yeah, sir.
Yeah, what was his name? It was a Pokemon.
I think it was fourth level fighter.
I thought I named him. Okay.
You may have.
You either did or you didn't. We definitely.
He's off is definitely.
Yeah, I think I named him Gengar like specifically to be confusing.
Oh, Gengar.
Oh, yeah, you didn't name him.
Yeah. Gengar over here. I want to introduce you to my father, a god, and he will now bestow a boon upon you.
A boon?
Yeah. It's a ring. It's great.
What? He looks terrible.
Don't say that. He's a god.
That's my dad.
Well, I will do anything you need me to do, Scud, for I am your true and trusty servant, and even if I must give my life in battle for you.
Scud turns to the rest of the party. He's like, it's fine. He doesn't matter at all. He's like not a real person, kind of, because it was made by a card. It's fine.
Can I look at my powerful ally yet to be described? And give them a thumbs up, like, I'm not gonna...
I would never we cool. You.
Hey, weak. Misty, unknowable form.
Is, shimmering.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
They might be a vampire.
Uthgar goes, all right, dude, I guess. Hey, man, this is gonna kill you. Is that cool? Yes, it is fine.
Yeah, see, this, don't worry about it at all.
I am made of cards. I actually can't eat or poop, and existence is pain. Please.
This is going full me.
I thought it was just a fate thing that you always pick that card. Oh, wow, weird. Okay. Huh. Yeah. You don't have parents?
No. I was born of the deck of many things.
Well, that's weird. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. All right, I take the thing and you know, die on battlefield, I guess. That's a better way to die.
That's very odd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, come with us and fight. Yeah. Let's look at the fight.
That's true. He doesn't die right away.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that, of course, includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable, compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Yeah.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
So yeah, we were trying to get sentimental before your dad showed up, but it's been an honor. We've been through a lot of weird stuff. Any last words?
Oh, so like, I'm going to take off because I don't think I'm going to be much use in this fight.
Yeah, man, you look bad, honestly. You should go chill out somewhere.
I did bring these amulets for you, and they should give you good luck.
Oh, cool.
What are they? I love an amulet.
Okay.
They're sort of like chunky gold medallions that they have the image of an ale tankard on them.
Ooh. Oh. That's so Uthgar.
What are they called?
Uthgar amulets.
Oh, I thought it was like a thing that we were going to add to like the inventories.
Scud's like, ooh, daddy pendants.
You can add it to your inventory if you want.
Oh, I do want to add it to my inventory. I care about everything that you give us, Michael.
All right, cool. I'm going to go rest. And just, son, no matter what happens, I just want you to know I'm proud of you.
Thanks, don't start being a dick again.
I'm a changed god.
Hell yeah, daddy.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, he's gone.
Wow, that was pretty moving for you, Scud. That I'm proud. I'm glad you got some closure on that before we all fight gruesomely.
The Uthgar meeting was great. I was writing a whole prayer that I was then translating into Latin on Google Translate. I was going to wait exactly 10 minutes. I was watching the clock. But you know what? It's cool.
Did I ruin your bit?
No. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that would have. And that bit makes no sense, but I love it. It would have been great.
Prayers are in Latin.
Is stopping a prayer like that kind of like trying to stop mid-pee?
Yes. I have blue soul right now.
Wait, that's not blue. Oh, no.
It's Lord of the Balls.
By the transitive property.
And P is blue.
I'm sorry.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Adira, I'm glad you're here too. I'm glad that you're not a villain. That could have gone either way.
Yes, I'm also glad to be here. And I'm glad that I got to know you. And this medallion is pretty sweet.
Does it do anything? Can I, like, am I getting a vibe off of Michael?
Do I know what these do? Because it's my dad.
Can I bite it?
He said it would give you good luck.
Okay.
In my mind, instead of straight up amulets, they're boleros.
Oh my god, yes! I want one.
And the clasp is an ale mug.
That's great.
Yeah, like a little slider thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, alright. You guys aren't big on emotional moments. That's fine.
Oh, no, I think it's real great. You know, a lot of people say it's not the destination, it's the journey. And I think that that has been very evident in this case, because ever since I have joined y'all, you know, I thought that I really wanted my family back. But whenever it came to it, family is just who you're around, that you care for, that cares for you, that doesn't try to actively kill you in your sleep, you know. And I think that that's something that I don't need to resurrect my blood family, because I have y'all.
Aww.
And
wow,
we have shared blood, sweat, and egg salad sandwiches aplenty. And you know, I mightn't think of sharing a secret family recipe with you someday, but not today. I will do it right before I die.
Yeah, we got demons to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep something to hold on.
So true. Something to look forward to after all those demon skulls we pound.
Yeah.
All right, hands in. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Tower of Gray.
Hey.
And Toby jumps in head first. Well, he's on his broom.
Would just like to quickly correct. I said bolero. I meant bolo tie.
Okay.
I meant bolo tie.
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
Everyone did.
Bolero is a different thing.
But also, what if it came with a bolero?
Yeah.
I actually heard bologna.
You heard bologna?
Yeah, bologna ties.
Everyone gets a slice of bologna.
I went to the grocery store and looked for some ring bologna, and they were out of it. I was so mad.
Damn it.
Are we going to fight about bologna again?
No. I have to move on. Wait, don't ruin the moment. I hop in to hole.
I go in to hole ass first.
Yeah. Ron does a cannonball into the hole. Just like really compact. Like
Twani's like a scuba diver.
Oh. Yes, that's actually is probably smart.
That's good.
A deer elegantly sort of floats through. The Scud go too.
Scud rides in on a toboggan of bone.
Oh,
that's so cool. What's Akio doing?
Where do you think I got the bone?
Rowan? Did Rowan allow you to do that?
Oh shit!
I had to do it manually. It's tied together with strings.
That's what he's been doing for the past 10 minutes.
Chewing gum and rubber bands.
What about Hobie? Is he?
Oh, of course, Hobie flies through.
Yeah, he just flies through like a bat.
Wow.
Good thing it's a big chest, huh?
It's
good
a
thing this hole is big enough for me.
Hey, he spits in his hands.
He leaves himself up together.
We jump in hole.
You go through to the other side, and then we travel back in time just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. And we go to the perspective of Jayla and Aludra as they get to the Feywild.
Okay.
Okay.
So just to describe the battlefield a little bit, mm-hmm. If you don't remember back from the Feywild arc, Melora basically is a castle, which is made of crystal. And it is a very like Disney princess mm-hmm. castle. It's got like very tall soaring towers, very pointy.
Spires and such.
Yeah. The castle is on a little island, which is surrounded by a deep, dark, fast-moving river, which, if you remember, I think that's where the tentacles came out.
Yeah. I do remember.
And ate the cat, right?
It was a satyr, I think.
Satyr.
Yeah. Rowan tried to seduce it. It did not work.
Nook, I think?
Yes! Yeah! He did. He did. Yeah.
Sometimes they die.
Sometimes our friends die, you know?
Yeah. And so how do you all think you would set up defenses considering this information?
What is the way to get onto the island into the castle?
Well, so there's probably a bridge?
Yeah.
Like a drawbridge? Like something? Or is
yeah,
something?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it is a defensive sort of situation.
So we have our casters, like, you know, like in the middle in a group so they can like, right? Like maybe we can like make them almost create like a protective orb of some sort. I don't know if Ooh. They can combo their magics
yeah.
to make an orb. Like a
Gungan shell.
Would we be able to do something where we could create like the ground around the lake, like surrounding the water or whatever, the bank, like first 30 feet or whatever bank, is just nothing but quicksand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would say, I feel like booby traps, I mean, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Like we, because I know that different magic casters have the ability to be able to like make different sections of the ground look like something different. So maybe there's a hole there, but it looks
and then it's full of poop spears.
Yeah, there's lots of pits, as little spikes and things like.
Did you say poop spears?
Yeah, you smear the spears with poop. So whenever they impale themselves, they get sepsis.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no good.
Wow, that's
it's a slow death.
Yeah, Vietnam very unpleasant. A bad time.
Very unpleasant. But yeah, I feel like we like definitely like do booby trap shit. And then we've got all of our like magic casters and stuff. And then we've got all of our like fighters like ready inside to go. And like our archers are there. And like
we've also got like just huge pots of boiling liquids that we are just chucking into crowds.
Yeah.
Of just the enemy.
Oils.
Like holy water or something like that.
Holy. Yes. I was just going to say like boiling holy water or whatever. Oh, so it's just
like, that boils the spirit right out of it though, doesn't it?
It really burns.
don't they do this in Castlevania where they make the entire river holy water and they like concentrate it?
That's what we gotta do.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What level is that in?
It's in the Xbox 360 one, the sequel.
Yeah.
Starring Patrick Stewart.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, definitely holy water, moat, archers, magic users,
AOE, and you'd probably like
traps.
Because it's like a jungle situation, you'd probably have fey gorilla forces.
Obviously. Like, we got our
carry them.
We got our gorilla rangers out there. Mm-hmm. They're like hiding, they got the mud on their face.
There's just nothing but like Rowans. There's like 5,000 rangers standing in plain sight. There is no forest, it's nothing but rangers. And there's animals, they're all druids.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
every tree punches someone.
I mean, because Feywild, like, it makes sense there would be lots of, like, rangers and druids there. It just feels like there were, like, rangers and druids would be in the Feywild.
And, pixies and fairies are coming out and, like, fucking shit up. Mm. They've got, like, slings and everything. Yeah,
and maybe we, like, even, like, maybe they have things to, like, make them invisible. So it's, like, they're flying, but they're invisible. They're our drone. Pixie drone strikes.
Oh Michael, God. You gave us too much power asking us this.
No, this is wonderful. Don't forget, so you've got these fae creatures. You have the angels from Pelor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got high elves from Galanthus. You've got wood elves. You have the sun shields of Pelor's Hope. There's wizards from the White Spire. There's flesh golems from Tidtown.
Oh, hell yeah. They're like, I imagine they're like right behind the fucking like door. So like when it opens up, it's like, ah! They're very gross.
Yeah, probably have like the sun shields like be the bastion before they break in.
Dude, I almost like imagine the Tidtown people like leaping down from the like parapet because they're crazy. I can just see them just being like down the ground.
Does the crystal castle go all the way to the edge of the water, Michael DeMauro?
No, there's space. There's a courtyard and stuff.
Yeah, I remember when we fought the Ginyu Force, whatever they're called.
Oh,
angels maybe protect the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A 4-foot tall tiefling with a big mustache is saying all of this, by the way.
Who's that?
What?
What?
That's Tim's alter ego. A 4-foot tall tiefling with a mustache.
My queen. The angels might be able to go to the sky. Yeah.
He's a steampunk guy. He loves it.
No, I'm not. Don't say that.
Nuh-uh. How dare you? So yeah, so you guys get all set up. You're it's those tense moments before battle.
Yeah. Everyone's like waiting, like, okay.
And then the portals open.
Ugh.
And this incredibly vast horde pours through. Normally demons are beings of chaos.
Yeah.
These ones seem to be more directed than normal. They seem to be a little bit less chaotic. They're a little bit more... They're using strategy.
Which is very unsettling, because that's like not their deal.
And they are led by the demon lord, Garion. So
Who does that look like?
Well, Gary Busey.
Oh, no. Could it be like Gary Oldman?
Some Gary.
Which Gary does he look like?
Geekly Gary.
Geekly Gary! Geekly Gary!
Gary Leon is Geekly Gary's evolved form.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So he is a large, scary individual with he's got, basically his lower torso is all snake.
What?
He's got a scorpion stinger on the end. Whoa. And big bat wings. And so he is leading this horde of like huge beefy demons like Baelors and Agristros, which are those big Minotaur motherfuckers that you guys fought a couple episodes ago. And just endless dretchens. They're small and gross, but you know, while this horde is vast, you all are able, you know, with the leadership of Jayla and Aludra, you're able to hold them off. You're able to hold back the tide as this just wave of demons comes crashing, and you know they fall in the river, they fall in the traps. The Fae are jumping out and doing stabs and and doing murders and
walloping them.
And so you're managing to keep them across the river as you're fighting, and that's when the second set of portals opens up in the sky.
Oh, mamma mia!
In the sky, this one is led by Trant Thumble.
Oh, mamma mia! Bitch!
Riding a huge black horse with flaming hooves that's just charging through the air.
Wow. I'm really mad about how sick that sound is. Cool.
And he's followed by more Baelors and countless rocks and a handful of dragons as well.
Crap.
All come pouring through. And this cavalry, it doesn't break Jaludra's forces, but they aren't able to stop all of them. And,
they're struggling. They're keeping it like the tide back, but they're not making progress, is what it sounds like.
Trant is, he seems bigger now.
Big Trant.
Yeah. He's gotta be 7 feet at least.
Is he beefy too, or just bigger?
He's bigger. He's beefy. He's holding a huge platinum shield.
Ooh.
That looks like essentially it is the visage of Bahamut, the platinum dragon. And his metal arm, it looks more like a Gatling gun now.
Oh my god!
Cool.
Wow.
Damn.
This really is turning to Berserk now. I know it's not a gun, but like, you know, a weapon arm.
So, like, think of a Gatling gun. It's, you know, it's got all the tubes, the muzzles. So there's five of these muzzles. Each one's about 3 inches in diameter.
That's really big.
Yeah, it's big.
Really big.
He's Big Trant.
Big Trant.
And each one of them appears to be sculpted into the head of a different colored dragon.
Oh, that rules.
It's very cool, but very bad. I feel like bad for us, though.
Yeah.
Bad for us.
Not good.
And he holds it out and just blasts a hole in the side of the Crystal Castle.
Ooh,
with fire. And they are able to sort of bypass the battle and... the angels slow them down for sure, but
it's like one of the things where they get most of them, but a few of the baddies slip through.
Yeah, they bust a hole in the wall.
Damn it.
They go in, and Aludra and Jayla they keep fighting outside the castle, but you don't know what happens from there.
Michael?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Then we go back where you all are heading through the portal, through the chest. So you enter Melora's throne room, and it is awash with blood. Everywhere blood. There are piles and piles of dead demons all over the place.
Okay, good.
Along with a scattering of dead elves.
Aww. Don't like that.
Other fey creatures. Melora's throne has been shattered, and pieces lie strewn about. And Melora herself is slumped against the back wall. Her bow lays broken at her feet. and she doesn't seem to be moving. She's flanked on either side by two Baelor, and Big Trant is approaching her. Apparently in no rush.
Classic.
Savoring the moment. And his shining armor is now drenched in blood, and his full helm has been shattered and sort of in pieces around.
Okay.
That's good.
The artifact appears to be attached to his metal arm that is now a cannon. And that is... I'm done. That's it. That's the whole thing. So, what do you all want to do?
We should probably, like, kind of confront Trant, right?
And be
like,
hey, what's your deal?
Because it makes me want to go, like, talk to him and be like, why are you doing this? Like, what are you doing? I want to hear him out. I want to hear his argument.
Yeah, I mean, we got to give him a chance to do the villain thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to let him monologue for a second.
Yeah.
What if we kill him after, like, 10 seconds of his monologue?
Yeah. You kind of run it off in the middle of the juiciest part.
Yeah. For my readied action, I choose killing him.
I choose to kill him.
I do that too, just in case.
I feel like, of our group, that probably the person who would yell at Trant to be like, what's up, would be Toby.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like you would.
Lonnie could do it. Hey, your arm thing's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Start off with a compliment.
Wait.
Good idea.
To throw him off guard. He's like, oh, thank you.
I feel so disarmed.
That's a good one, Michael.
Trant, you son of a bitch. You die today. What? Why are you doing this? What's your deal? You're being weird.
He turns around and looks at you, rage blazing in his eyes, and begins to speak. That's probably why we should end right there.
Oh man. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
I don't want it to end there, though.
What's gonna happen?
That's a good point, though. What if we don't want to?
Is Melora okay? I have so many questions.
I don't want to.
I don't want that!
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this episode of Greetings Adventurers. And especially those of you who at some point or another have gone to a various podcast app of choice and left a 5-star rating and review. Our thing can only collect from a handful of them, but I know that Amazon has one now, right? Or like Google Play maybe does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So wherever you can, leave us a 5-star rating review. It helps a lot. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of very, 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 very good actual play shows. So it means the world that you would listen, but it would definitely help us
if you mention it. Bad Cupcake 00 from the United States says, Michael the Bard, I never review anything until episode Hey There Cheryl with the nasty nugget of music at the end. Nice job.
Tasty.
I think it's a tasty, not nasty nugget.
Yeah.
No. We just changed.
We must have a different document, Michael. Mine says.
Cack at Bull City says, glad to be part of the Slab Club. My 15-year-old pup died a week before episode 400. It was so cathartic to hear the characters and players go through similar adversity at the same time. It is not the first time I've had the feeling of sharing life events with the cast. I think it has a lot to do with the genuine way the people of Geekly Inc. just approach their project. Example, Mike B's wife cleaned his car and gave him back his keys on air, and everyone was like, in Bruno Mars' voice, I think that you should marry her. I don't know what the song is.
I think you should marry her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a very similar relationship status right as that happened. Huh. I have my own personal business right as Geekly Inc. launched and has been growing in time, hitting weird milestones around the same time. I believe that the universe has a flu and things in it are meant to help and influence our perspective. I'm so glad I found this podcast on a slab so many years ago. Sorry if this should be on Reddit for read by dear internet.
I like that. No, I like when there's like that weird connection. Like we're going through the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool.
I do think it's good that I didn't read it and that you did, someone who's on dear internet.
Oh, yeah. Make me like, I don't know what this is.
What's dear internet?
What is dear internet? Mordred MTV via Apple Podcasts says 77 stars. Minka. I don't know what that means. But thanks.
If that's a swear Minka. In another language or a slur, we're sorry.
Seems like a name.
Yeah, true.
Exotic Reaper in the United States says, finally, I can review. Let me start by saying thank you all. Thank you for creating content that is worth 800 plus hours of listening time. You all hold a special place in my heart. And Thrifty Michael, I can only hope that the players in my games have as much fun as the crew has. Keep on keeping on.
COJ Roleplaying from Canada says, greetings, adventurers. Greetings from Ontario, Canada. Hey, I know where that is. That's where my wife's from.
Oh.
I started listening at the end of January of 21. I just said my wife is from the largest province in Canada. I know. Congratulations.
Does she know this
person? New York
person?
City. I know where that is.
You don't know my girlfriend. She lives in North America.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of things, and I'm making myself sound so stupid. You sound right now.
No, hey, I don't know anyone that lives in Ontario other than your wife.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, fine. I know those four people.
I started listening at the end of January of 21, and finally caught up. I lived through the love and loss of many awesome characters, and while listening, I was inspired to start my own podcast. I can't wait to start watching to the Twitch with you awesome girls and guys. You humble follower, Goose. What?
I think your humble follower, Goose. Their name is Goose, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to stop reading now. Thank you, Goose.
Blood Drinker Strap-On from Great Britain says,
I thought it was tampon for just a split
second. Either way, it's pretty perfect.
Latest review ever. Hey, Slabber here. I started listening in 2017, but have been stuck listening on Google Podcasts until now. Finally, I can write something that might be seen.
Yay.
This show single-handedly got me to pull my finger out and go find a game. I have now been playing with the same group every week for over 3 years. We switched to playing online because of the pandemic, but never stopped. That game and this podcast have been what gets me through the week for the last year or so of lockdowns and stay-at-home orders. My only regret is that I'm not in the right time zone to watch the live streams. Funnily enough, it plays in any time zone. We don't region restrict at all.
Who gives a shit that's like 3 or 4 a.m.? Just watch it, right? Right?
Not restricted by area or time zone.
Grace M. says, oops, waited 3 years to review. Finally reviewing after 3 years of listening to these amazing people. It's been so amazing to listen to their personal growth along with the growth of the podcast. Fingers crossed I can make it to GeeklyCon 2022. Got my vaccine today.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Taman K01 says, waiting to spite Tom. I feel like they might mean Tim.
No.
It's taking me forever to catch up thanks to life and the army, but this podcast is my favorite way to pass any spare time I have. The cast is so funny and amazing, and I hope to make it to the con someday. Love you all. Thanks for the hours of enjoyment. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
El Kayakista. G'day, mate. G'day, mate. G'day, mate. G'day, mate. I started from episode 1 2 years ago and finally caught up and started watching the streams a few months ago, which is bittersweet. I miss binging the show and hearing your sweet, sweet voices in my head all day, even when I'm not listening. But the live streams are beyond entertaining. From the heartfelt discussions to hysterical jokes, video gags, assorted pill talk, and even some D&D, this show has it all. Remember when y'all were explaining the concept of boy horniness to Nika's male character? Hoping this review will be read around episode 420, but it'll probably be closer to episode 469. I love you all so much. And
we almost killed our cat by scary.
So oh.
You were off by one, and if we would have read reviews last week, you would have been right. That would have been so cool.
God damn it.
That would have been cool.
I love you all so much and hope to make it to GeeklyCon someday so I can kiss your necks and spit in your mouths without the fear of killing you. Yeah. Love, Steven.
Wow. You know what? Like I said, like there's a non-zero chance if we wipe out ye olde COVID, we're just going to be spitting in people's mouths.
So true. So true.
I mean, but don't do it until we figure that out.
Tantalus 59 from the United States says, I know you hate it, but it's a long time coming. This podcast is so wonderful. I'm a longtime slabber and enjoyed every bit. This podcast has helped me deal with long hours, depression, anxiety, wedding jitters, household damages, our 2020 and beyond.
Yeah.
As someone who grew up listening to OTR, this story, I don't know what that means. This storytelling aspect is right in my alley, and the conversational and splendidly weird people who produce it are a joy to listen to. Thanks for everything, guys, all of you, and hope to catch the Twitch sometime soon.
Sick.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for those reviews. Those help so much. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at GeekLink or at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on social media at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me at Tim Lanning, every Thursday at 2 p.m. I DM a Rime of the Frost Maiden campaign here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. It's a lot of fun. Today's episode that we recorded on 8/26. Sorry, Bachman.
I'm going to get fired.
I don't know if I have the DM acumen to deal with what they're doing. And it was in not in a way that was like sometimes what happens, like, oh, I make problems on purpose. It's like, no, they were being true. They snowballed into the situation.
It just surprised you.
Yeah. It was great. Also on a Naruto podcast, we're about to start Naruto Shippuden, which is really, really, really good. It's Naruto Review 2. I bet you'll like it. It's good.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard and on most social media platforms there. You can find me on Instagram at the Nika Howard, though. And let's fuck the algorithm. Like everything you see, even if you're a lurker, if you, not even my stuff, just anyone's stuff, just like it. Just scroll and like. It makes everyone's day better. Smell like a baka.
You can catch me napping in the staff break room for way too long. Or
it was in the staff break room?
Yeah, nobody uses it, Michael. And if they do come in,
you took a 2-hour nap.
That's so cool.
It's only a problem if they come in twice, because they don't know when I'm on my lunch break.
Wow.
You're going to be like, oh no, this is my second nap.
I respect it so much.
No, people do, like, it's just like a super comfortable couch, and like nobody uses that break room except for like once every like 2 months. And when they do, they like walk in and like we make eye contact and they stay way too long making eye contact and then they back out. Like just like a second and a half too long.
Oh my God.
Did anyone walk in on you today?
I don't know. I was asleep. I mean, legally, this is entirely a theoretical conversation.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Everyone, go to patreon.com/D&D podcast. Please give us enough money so Mike Potkin can quit his job and not have to sleep at work.
Right.
Yeah.
If each, a nap.
If each of you gave us $55, wow.
They'll give that last five to me.
That would ruin our lives.
That would be wild.
That would suck. Could you just,
what?
I don't think it would suck.
I think it'd probably be good.
It would be so good.
Anytime we would, if we got that much money, anytime we like did anything, they'd be like, wow.
Wow.
This is what you do with it?
Wow.
Okay. You're canceled.
Really? You're going to go to Starbucks with that?
Really? You're going to go to Starbucks? You're using my money to go to Starbucks?
Really? You're going to buy Hot Pockets with this?
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Did you say, hey, thanks so much for the Hot Pockets. Love that y'all.
That's true.
Bitch, I own Hot Pockets now.
Love that y'all made me destroy something. I don't know. My body. I destroyed my tummy with the Hot Pockets.
My tummy.
So good. Hot Pockets. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geekly.com where you can find other thrilling and entertaining podcasts. Needing your fan art fix? Check out the hashtag Drunks and Doodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. And don't forget to follow our David every time our David on Twitter.
Our David.
Just do it. Just say
I'm just
our
gonna
David.
Lean into it every time. Our David. After you finished inventing a Shrek music box, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to that patreon.com/dndpodcast where you can help us buy Starbucks every day. Mm-hmm. But for real, help us pay bills, whatever. Whenever you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
This is my Shrek impression. Pony!
Michael, are you being serious?
I have no critique.
Yeah.
I have no comments.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, I'm being totally serious.
I feel like we have to stop an export.
Until next week, keep it dicey!
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Colossus and Darkening Developments are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from the original form in this episode. Additional music by Spudcam.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.